DJ, W Mobile.
It's in 0TR Mobile.
I'm just headed down to Twin Bridges to get some mulch. What you doing?
Twin Bridges in. I probably know, but then, on way to Hampton, Bernice says. Well, that sounds good. Let me turn this radio down in the background. We are headed down to Dr. Pill, P-I-L-L. How's that for a name?
What is his specialty?
His shoulders. Did you ever make a doctor's appointment and then have it canceled because they're going to be out of town or something? And then they made another one. And then by the time you get ready to go, your arm's not hurting anymore.
Well, I guess it started back. That's why you're going now.
I don't like to miss doctor's appointments. But I've only missed one, as far as I know, in my life that I'd made. And I put up a security light out in the back. I replaced one out towards the chicken pen. And that night I was sitting there and, oh my, I'm telling you, it was like I'm going to turn here, right, Bernice? 10 plus. It felt like somebody just sticking an ice pick in my right shoulder. And it makes you scream, no kidding. So I was sitting there, and I was, getting ready to do Morse code, and it did it again. I actually had to shut down the HF rig, and it just intermittently, it would just stab you. And, I mean, terrible. So the next day, I made an appointment, and it just slowly got better and better and better. My three fingers, a little finger and the next two, kept going numb. And that's the ulnar nerve, and been there, done that. Well, I've had my shoulder repaired once before from a fall, and I dislocated that shoulder 2 inches on the black ice, and I tore the labrum and the rotator cuff. And they fixed it up about 20 years ago with a scope, and everything's been fine since. But it's still sore today, but not anything like that. But it just kind of, I'm not mad at Dr. Pill. It just kind of gripes you, though, that those things happen. But, trying to get into a doctor nowadays is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I know. I explained the same kind of pain on my left side in the middle of my back to my, I finally got a regular doctor or whatever they call those. I don't know. This is new for me, so I don't know how you refer to them all. But he asked me a really simple question. I said, I got this pain in my back. It just appears and it just stays there for a few hours. Sometimes it happens in the middle of the night and I can't go to sleep because it's hurting. He said, with a straight face, looking straight at me, he said, have you tried taking aspirin? And I said, no. I don't know anything about this stuff. I don't ever take anything for anything. So he said, try to take some aspirin and see if that helps.
About the time I switched doctors. Yeah, I had one back in Kansas. He got mad at me one time. I went down there and I couldn't control my hands, couldn't control my feet, and was shaking. And he scolded me. He says, the only time you come here, Ralph, is when you need an ambulance. He says, just a minute, we'll get an ambulance over here. I said, no, you just give me a wheelchair, roll me into the car, and Bernice can drive me across the street to the hospital. I'm not going to pay $400 for an ambulance ride. That was many years ago. And I had a blocked, he called it a blocked gut, or peritonitis, which is gangrene. And they operated on it, and luckily it hadn't burst yet. But, I mean, I couldn't control my feet or my hands, and shaking. And they let me lay there from 10:30 in the morning. About 2 o'clock, I asked him for an IV in case he had to do surgery. And so they put an IV in me, and they seemed kind of perturbed that I'd asked for that. And he come in and thumped my belly that night at 9:30, and he said, you were number four, now you're number one tonight on the surgery. And luckily it hadn't burst, but so life goes. Of course, that was Kansas, Dave, and we're all a little slow from Kansas, you know.
I did do what he recommended. So I had two different kinds of Advil that I had had from when I had headaches when I was programming a whole lot and working long, long hours. I had a kind that's called two active ingredients, and it's for taking during the daytime, and PM, that's for taking at night. So when that pain would come back, I'd take it, the PM for the night and the two active ingredients for the day, and it worked. Except the PM, when you take it at night, you wake up in the morning, you don't feel really awake. You feel kind of, what happened last night, right? Did I miss something? I don't know. Anyway, it worked for me. It just had a few side effects, is all. But I take it you got over the gangrene, and you're still here. So I take it everything worked out okay in the end, huh?
Well, if it had burst, I would have had gangrene or peritonitis. When he said peritonitis, I said, don't beat around the bush. I said, I seen guys with that in Vietnam, and I said, that's gangrene. And, well, yeah, I guess it is, Tom. And but it didn't burst. And he said it looked like a cobweb around my innards, and it was because I'd had gallbladder surgery, and I bled after the gallbladder surgery, and then they went in and stopped that, so they split me up the middle. Well, anytime you have surgery, there's 25% chance that you can get adhesions after, not adhesions, what do they call it, Maurice? Scar tissue. And the scar tissue wrapped around my intestines. And he got all that out, and it hadn't burst, thank God. But that's Kansas for you, N0TR. We feel so lucky down here to have doctors like Margie and different ones, and a fine hospital. We really do appreciate it more than you can imagine, Dave. We have that
surgery where they cut you in half. My dad had that surgery. He had a scar from the center of his chest all the way down to his belly button and around one side and all the way up his back to the same place on the front side where they just cut him in half and opened him up. He stepped on a landmine and they had shrapnel all in him, and they had to, and they did that in Virginia. And I remember when he was recovering, they took us in there. I was really, really young. And he had this pull-up bar in front of him. It's like a triangle, like those things they used to stick a bar in and ring for the lunchtime bell. And he used that to pull himself up out of bed. And that's how he did exercises while he was recovering. Anyway, that's about all I remember about that, except for the scar. Every time he took his shirt off, you knew what happened. Anyway, Tom, I'm pulling in here at Twin Bridges, so I'm going to have to get out and explain to them, don't break my truck. Don't put too much weight on it and break it if you don't tell them not to. Anyway, you guys, be careful out there. Good talking to you. N0TR or W4DJW.
You were just pulling in. Yeah, I got a cut from the back of my neck all the way down under my arm that they opened up twice. Broke my ribs twice with a rib spreader to work on my lungs. And then I got one all the way from, like your dad, from the front all the way up to my chest. So I know what you're talking about. And those are real owies. And I had a friend that stepped on a landmine. And he'd dig shrapnel out of him. Oh, years afterwards, you'd be sitting there and just feeling your skin on his arm or something, and out would come a piece of shrapnel, Dave. That was a horrible, all wars are horrible, put it that way. Anyways, take care, and watch them. They can overload you pretty easy there with those little trucks like mine and yours, or my trailer. 73's Dave, W4DJW, N0TR, clear.